This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The governor of the U.S. state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, announced Tuesday state law enforcement will launch a criminal investigation of the apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. DeSantis' announcement means a state-level probe will run parallel to the federal investigation into 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, who was formally charged Monday with federal firearms charges. At a news briefing in West Palm Beach Tuesday, DeSantis said Routh is believed to have committed state law violations across multiple judicial circuits in Florida.
Palm Beach Judicial Circuit, the Judicial Circuit including Martin County, as well as perhaps the Judicial Circuit represented by Broward County. Also, the state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious straightforward offense, which is attempted murder.
Routh was arrested Sunday afternoon after authorities spotted a firearm poking out of shrubbery in the West Palm Beach golf course where Trump was playing. Prosecutors asked that Routh remain locked up as a flight risk. A federal magistrate is set to additional hearings for later this month. Israel said Tuesday that halting Hezbollah's attacks in the country's north to allow residents to return to their homes is now an official war goal as it considers a wider military operation in Lebanon. Associated Press correspondent Charles Duledesma reports.
Israeli officials have repeatedly threatened to take heavier military action to halt the near-daily attacks, which began shortly after the outbreak of the war in Gaza. Jerusalem's regularly launched airstrikes in response and has targeted and killed senior Hezbollah commanders. The fighting has displaced tens of thousands of people on both sides of the border. Hezbollah has said it would halt the attacks with a ceasefire in Gaza, and the U.S. has pressed for restraint. I'm Charles Duledesma.
You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in the North African nation of Mali said that insurgents targeted a gendarmerie or military school and other areas of the capital Bamako Tuesday in what would have been a rare attack inside the capital. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
In a statement, the army said mopping up operations are underway. The national broadcaster told Malians that search and rescue operations were taking place, that the situation was under control, and to remain calm and follow the instructions of the security forces. Footage showed a mob burning what was said to be the remains of one of the suspected assailants. Mali is one of several West African countries fighting a jihadist insurgency in the Sahel. Thousands in the region have been killed and millions displaced as the militants have advanced and amid military efforts to push them back. Both governments and insurgents, some of whom have links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, have been accused of violence against civilians.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said Tuesday, addressing the climate crisis will be central to everything his office does. Speaking at London's Kew Gardens, Lammy said the threat of climate change may not feel as urgent as terrorism or an imperialist autocrat, but he said it is more fundamental. He said the extreme weather and other effects of climate change are the direct result of political failures.
These failures pour fuel onto existing conflicts and regional rivalries, driving extremism and displacing communities and increasing humanitarian need. And it would be a further failure of imagination to hope that they will stay from our shores, that we can keep them away.
Lammy said the current British government has set the landmark goal of being the first major economy to deliver total clean power by 2030 and will build an alliance committed to accelerating that clean energy transition. U.S. stocks were up Tuesday as investors are looking forward to an expected interest rate cut later this week by the U.S. Federal Reserve. AP Wall Street correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks are rising on Wall Street after some mixed reports in the economy kept investors hoping for a big rate cut this week from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index is just slightly below the all-time high it set in July. The Dow edged up 40 points. It's about 0.1%. The Dow is just above the record high that it set a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%, driven by big gains for Intel and Microsoft. Treasury yields were holding steady in the bond market. Most traders still expect a bigger-than-usual cut to interest rates from the Federal Reserve on Wednesday. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.